His name was George Poles. He was the only baseball coach in that area that would let the black kids play for his American Legion team. None of the other coaches would let him. And so he was a man of immense integrity and honesty and a very caring person. And what his thing was, he wanted to provide an opportunity for all the kids that he encountered. I didn't really play organized basketball until I got to high school. And I got cut from junior varsity in 11th grade. But two things resulted from that. The day they got cut from the team, after school I went to the gym to start playing, see if I could get better so I could make the team the next time. And in a few days, the varsity coach asked me to come and try for the varsity. And I said, I just got cut from junior varsity. He said, I'm not the junior varsity coach. And I want you to try for the varsity. He kept me on the team. I was third string center, but I was on the team. And he took and bought me a membership to the boys club. And said, I want you playing basketball every day. Well, the benefits and the liabilities of being a mentor. The benefits are enormous, and the downside does not exist. Because if you are trying to do something that's helpful to the society you live in, there are only degrees of success, there are no failures. And the rewards are the satisfaction of first deciding that you want to do something positive and to carry it out and to know that you've helped, no matter how little or how much, you helped a young person get started on a path. You see, you should never think about saying, well, I'm going to teach them the right way to do things or on path to this. You start on a path of exploration.